Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good, and yourself?
I just wanted to get a working out a transaction, for example, like a receipt or something. Basically, once I entered my payment information, the site crashed or, you know, blacked out, whatever it was, and then I never got anything saying anything that I, you know, just an email or anything just saying that it happened. I called in just now, and gentleman was helpful. Gave, you know, told me that the tracking information wasn't yet available, and so I don't know. I mean, I believe him, I don't doubt it, but I just wanted to, is it policy that you don't give a record of the transaction occurring other than word of mouth?
Okay, so I'll be more than happy to look into it. Just bear with me just one brief moment. Your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
My name is Bruce Rogers, and my address is 12822 Kyle-Wick Drive, Houston, Texas, 77085.
All righty. Thank you for the information. Everything is loading. Still here, things loading. Alrighty. So yes, reviewing the profile, it does show that there was a purchase that was made for that tactical bag for the shipping and handling charge of $5.74. Also shows that it was shipped out. We do also do have that federal tracking number, and it shows that it was shipped out. Do you not recall making a purchase for that on the 24th?
I do. Absolutely. I just told you about the purchase, ma'am.
I understand that, sir. Just trying to get a better understanding.
Is there a record other than word of mouth? Is that just your company policy that word of mouth, I mean, your saying so is the only record of the transaction? I'm asking, is that...
Would you like your tracking number, sir? Did that not occur to you?
I can hear fine. You said I have the tracking number. The guy gave me the tracking number.
No, I'm asking, would you like your tracking number? That's your confirmation. Also, you making a purchase for this item. That's another confirmation. Emails would be a third confirmation. Yes, sir.
A record of the purchase is all I ask for. A record, not a statement. A record. I don't have a lack of recollection.
Your federal tracking number, sir. That's your recollection. Would you like that?
That's not a record of the transaction.
So I'm confused. What are you talking about?
I just want a receipt or just something saying that it has that, you know, yeah, you made a purchase, confirmation, order received, anything like that. Just
I can have them to email you that, sir.
That was my initial request.
Okay, so
that's the only thing I asked for.
Okay, no problem. That's understandable.
So
no, I'm not trying to frustrate you at all.
Why did it become a problem?
I'm not sure what's a problem, sir. Was there any problem?
Yes. All of this, and all I asked for is the thing that you just said you could do. I said, can I just get an email saying that the transaction happened, order received, anything like that? I heard you. I believe you. I'm sure it's being tracked. It's only $5.74.
Okay.
It's just only asked for just a record of the transaction, just like, yeah, order received. You know, it's whatever. That's all that I asked for. I can hear, fine, but, like, why is it an issue for there to be a record?
I don't know any issues, sir. I don't understand any issues. I'm a little confused. But I can most definitely go ahead and get that email sent out to you. It will take 24 to 48 hours. I don't see any issues that's going on other than your item being shipped to you. But everything shows as if it's been generating fine, sir. Is there a problem or anything?
Not on my end.
Okay.
Not if you're saying yes. You can send an email or get the whatever, whoever does it, saying, yeah, order received. That's the only thing I'm asking for.
Well, is there anything else that we can assist with today?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you for calling customer service and do allow it 24 to 48 hours for that email, all right?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service.
You're probably not a supervisor.
I am the supervisor requesting you enjoy your day, all right?
Why didn't you apologize for making a refusal and making this fucking ordeal?
I never refused you.